Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well. Wherever you find yourself today, I pray God's blessing be upon you. May His presence rest on you and may His peace fill you. As we get ready now to step out into all the wonderful things that God has got for us and for our church, I pray God's goodness be upon you. Now, as we get ready to step into the Word of God today, I want you to know that as we come around God's Word, that the reality is the churches, the locations of Enjoy Church here in Victoria are foremost in my thinking. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, is that fair that you'd be thinking about them more than us? Well, just look at the Bible. There were times in the Word where God would write specifically to certain churches, to certain people. And in some ways, that's what I want to do today. But in saying that, I know this Word is going to encourage everyone wherever you find yourself. Today, as we come around God's Word, this is what I want to say to you. Wherever your faith has landed over recent times, because the reality is this, all of our faith has been tested in recent times. For some of us, our faith has been proven for what it is in the most positive ways. For others, it is like our faith has been found wanting. I don't know about you, but there have been days where my faith has excelled and where my faith has just failed me. That is the reality. But wherever you find yourself today in your journey of faith, this is the reality. As we begin to step out now, this is what I believe with all my heart, as we begin to step out into all that God has got for us, the next 1, 2, 3 months, this is a reality, the next 3 months for many of us, well, our steps are going to either lead us out of the wilderness and into all the promises of God, the promised land as it were, or our steps are going to lead us out of the wilderness and around the mountain and then back into the wilderness again. I don't know about you, I'm tired of the wilderness. I don't want to stay in any wilderness. I want to step into all the promises that God has got for me. Me personally, just being really honest and transparent with you today, the promises of God seem way more appealing to me than any wilderness that I might find myself in. And so it is by faith, you know this as well as I know this, it is by faith that we inherit the promises of God. In Romans chapter 5, reading from verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand." All right. So if it's by faith that we access the promises of God, inherit the promises of God, then I'm going to do a quick faith check on myself. I want to do this. As in, you may want to do it too, but I want to do a really quick faith check now on myself because I'm ready to start stepping into all the promises of God. I don't know about anybody else. It's like, come on, let's get up now off the couch and let's start stepping into what God has got for us. I want to start stepping into the promises of God. I want to step into some of the love that I read about in the Word of God. I want to start stepping into some of the grace and some of the favor and some of the promises. I am ready. Anybody else out there today? I am ready to go. So I need to ask myself the question then, Shane, where is your faith at? Where is my faith at? Brothers and sisters, may I ask you today, where is your faith at? I've got to ask myself this question, where is my thinking at? As a man thinks in his heart, the scripture says, so is he. So I need to ask myself, Shane, where is your thinking at? Where are my words at? We talked about words last week. Words are powerful. Life and death are in the power of our words. Where are my words at? In fact, let's just go all the way now. Where is my life at? As a believer, as someone who follows Jesus Christ, who's got the Lord as my Savior, where is my life at? 1 Samuel chapter 30, reading from verse 1, says the following. 3 days later, when David and his men arrived home at their town of Ziklag, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid into the Negev and burned Ziklag to the ground. They had carried off the women and children and everyone else, but without killing anyone. When David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept until they could weep no more. David's two wives Ahinoam and Jezreel of Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel, were among those captured. David was now in serious trouble because his men were very bitter about losing their wives and children, and they began to talk of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Then he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring me the ephod." So Abiathar brought it. Then David asked the Lord, "Should I chase them? Will I catch them?" And the Lord told him, "Yes, go after them. You will surely recover everything that was taken from you." I love the fact that the Bible is full of stories that ring true for everyday life and everyday situations. I doubt there's much that we experience that hasn't been experienced already by others or hasn't already been experienced by those that the scriptures are writing about. Stories and scenarios that are really same. Have you ever noticed that you read stories in the Bible and it's like, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. I can relate to that. Why can we relate? Because really, there's nothing new under the sun. We're all experiencing similar realities. We've all experienced similar stories. And so we read scripture and it's like, this is exactly where I'm at. And so I read this story here of David and I'm like, I can gain knowledge from here. And that's what the scripture is all about. God wants to give you insight for living. God wants to give you wisdom for living. So as we read the scriptures, we can gain knowledge, we can gain wisdom, and most of all, praise God, we can gain encouragement. Brothers and sisters, if God has been with all the brothers and sisters that have gone before us, we can be assured that he will also go with us. Now, this story that we've just read about David, the reality is, it is a story of loss, despair, faith and salvation. That's right, four key things here. Loss and despair, faith and salvation. It's one that I'm sure we can all relate to on one level or another. Many of us, I'm sure all of us, over the last 18 months would agree that, man, we have experienced that loss, and to some degree or other, there has been realities of despair. But the heart of God, and I want to encourage you today, the heart of God for all of us now is that we would step out by faith and see the salvation of God. This is what God wants for you. This is what God wants for your family. This is what God wants for us. This is what God wants for me and my family. This is what God wants for all of us that are a part of Enjoy Church. Yes, we may have experienced loss. Yes, we may have experienced despair, but now God wants us to step out by faith and see the salvation of our God. This space that David found himself in, it really came from left field. Have you ever noticed in life, that's how it works, isn't it? You're just going about your business and out of left field, things happen, things occur, and whether we like it or not, they come up against us, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this is our reality. He was simply out and about taking care of business as good men and women do. He was taking care of kingdom business when seemingly out of nowhere, loss and despair come knocking on his door. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 says, "For you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night." Now, obviously, as I look at this scripture, I'm only using this scripture to highlight the obvious. And the obvious is that the thief doesn't usually come at a convenient or an expected moment. But like a thief in the night, the one who comes to rob, kill, and destroy, he comes unexpectedly. 1 Peter chapter 5, reading from verse 8 says, "Be careful, watch out for attacks from the devil, your great enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for some victim to devour. Take a firm stand against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are." So while I may not understand and know exactly when he's coming, the scripture is clear. The enemy, he doesn't stop. He is relentless. The thief, he doesn't stop. He is relentless. He is all the time prowling around. He's all the time looking for an opportunity to step in and to rob, kill, and destroy. He sneaks and he's prowling around, looking for that opportunity to pounce. But God's word, friends, I want to encourage you today, in the midst of it all, when the enemy is prowling, when the thief is stalking, this is the reality. This is what God would say to us. Be strong in your faith. Stand firm in your faith. Now, this doesn't mean if you stand firm in your faith that the enemy is not going to come. The enemy continues to come. The thief continues to come. But this is what it means. As we stand firm in our faith, as we continue to walk by faith, we are going to see the salvation of God. You, my brother, you, my sister, you will see the salvation of God if you continue to walk by faith. David found himself in trouble through no fault of his own. And when he did, he unfortunately quickly realized the reality of just where his brothers were at. In a time when they were all suffering, all of them, they'd all experienced loss together. You would think they would stand together. You would think they would lean into each other. You would think they would encourage each other. No, when loss and despair comes knocking on their door, what do they do? 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 says, David was now in serious trouble because his men were very bitter about losing their wives and children, and they began to talk about stoning him. Of what? Of stoning him. Are you for real? I'm for real. I just read it in the scriptures. They talk about stoning him. After all they'd been through together, after all they'd experienced together, so quickly they go from kingdom thinking to carnality. Just like that, in an instant, they go from here to here in their thinking and everything begins to get shaky. Now, the reality is this, though. Just so you know, I'm not pointing my finger here at the brothers, because the reality is this. Throughout this season, there have been times where I've had to deal with my own emotions, where I've had to deal with my own feelings and navigate the realities of loss and despair. As Jesus said, let him who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. So for me personally, I'm not going to throw any stones at anyone. I got my own stuff to deal with. So as David's men begin a discussion amongst themselves as to who's going to throw the first yoni. You know what a yoni is, don't you? A yoni is a stone. A yoni is a rock. As these brothers begin to talk about who's going to throw the first stone at their leader, what does their leader begin to do? Now, I've got to encourage you. I've got to tell you, enjoyers, I love you and I'm proud of you. We have been through a challenging time, but this is my belief and this is my conviction. We have men and women of God throughout the life of Enjoy Church that are men and women of God indeed. Indeed, in reality, as in the essence of who you are has been proven throughout this season. And just like David was a great leader in his time, I say to you today, you are great leaders in your time. We are proud of you, we celebrate you, and we salute you today, because you have proven yourself in this season to be men and women of faith. When David's time came, he's got his men now. They're talking about stoning him, but he's a leader in the house of God. What does he begin to do? This is what he does. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. But David found strength in the Lord his God. He what? He found strength in the Lord his God. Some translations say here, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. I love that version because there's a sense here that there's a whole lot going on around me here, but I'm going to make a decision as to what I'm going to do. I'm going to strengthen myself in God. As in, I hear what my brothers are saying. I hear what the peoples are saying, but I'm not going to give in to the noise and be dragged away by the noise. I know who I am. I'm a man of God. Man of God, woman of God, know who you are and lean into the presence of God and strengthen yourself in God. We've got to strengthen ourselves in God. So while David's men are passing the stones around to each other, trying to convince one another as to who should throw the first stone, David strengthened himself in the Lord. He's in that space. You know that space. It's like, let's get a campfire going. That's right. Let's get a campfire going. And let's lean into the presence of God. He begins to sing to God. He begins to worship God. He begins to dance. Praise God. I got to tell you, David's tabernacle is coming back to the house of God. There is a freedom coming into the house of God where we will dance again and we will sing again. He begins to praise. He begins to pray. He's pressing into the presence of God. And as he does, breakthrough is happening right in here. Breakthrough begins to happen in his spirit. Brothers and sisters, as we get ready to step out of lockdown and into the glorious future that God has got for us, you can't be bringing your baggage of the past with you. You can't be bringing the sorrow and the loss and the despair despair. You've got to deal with it. You say, Shane, I don't know how to deal with it. Friends, I want to encourage you, enter into David's tabernacle. Enter into that place of praise. Enter into that place of worship. Enter into that place where you call down fire that God's presence might consume you. Because if you will go there, you can come out and you can go anywhere. I want to encourage you today, in times of trouble, in times of loss, in times of despair and brokenness and grief, still he who promised is faithful. Amen. Can I get an amen out there somewhere? Praise God. Can I get an amen? He who promised is faithful. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I will not be dismayed. I will call upon the Lord and he will come to my rescue. Church, can I say this to you? Hear me today. Church, no one can lead you in Christ where you are not committed to going yourself. In your loss and despair, there's any number of places that you can go as David's men did, or you can go by faith into the presence of God that you might see the salvation of God. I want to encourage you today, keep leaning into the presence of God. Keep hungering after the presence of God, because as he fills you with his presence, you are set and ready to step out and go after all that God has got for you. Listen to this psalm that David wrote, Psalm chapter 61, reading from verse 1. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings, Selah. That's right. It actually says Selah in Scripture, which is really a Selah moment. It's a moment. It's a musical interlude. It's just like, let's just let it breathe for a moment. Can I encourage you, enjoyers everywhere, take a moment to breathe now. Take a moment to breathe. It has been a rough time. It has been a hard time. It has been full of all sorts of stuff, loss, despair, brokenness, and trouble. There's no doubt about that. But you know what? I know where my help comes from. I know where to run to. I'm going to run into the presence of God, and I'm going to Selah for a moment. I'm going to wait in his presence. I'm going to wait upon the Lord. And I'm going to meditate upon the scriptures and what God is telling me, because he's telling me he's got a great future for me, and he's telling me he's got a great future for you. David has faith in God, for he knows where his salvation is at. So in his darkest day, after strengthening himself in God, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 7 says, then he, being David, said to Abiathar the priest, bring me the ephod. So Abiathar brought it. Then David asked the Lord, should I chase them? Will I catch them? And the Lord told him, yes, go after them. You will surely recover everything that was taken from you. Church, as we begin to start stepping out, can I say this to you? Loss is not your lot. That's right. Loss is not your lot. Despair is not your lot. This is not for you. Loss is not for you. Despair is not for you. You know what your lot is in Christ? Faith. Faith. Faith is your lot in Christ. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Some of you are about to experience the very real substance of faith. You say substance, substance, substance. Some of you are about to experience a very real substance. As in sometimes when I'm preaching and beginning to prophesy and move in the spirit, you'll see me rubbing my fingers. And it's like, the reason I rub my fingers, when you see me do that, you know, I can feel something in my, it's like an oil. It's the presence of God. It's like, Shane, you're getting weird on us now. I'm not getting weird. It's just the way God reveals himself to me. I know his presence. I know when he turns up. I had some meetings throughout the week and some of them were very challenging meetings, tough meetings, you know. But when I went home after one of the meetings, I could sense the presence of God. In fact, I was telling some of the guys that were here today as we were recording, I was telling them about the fact that it was like God had his hand upon my shoulder. It was like he was a father that was saying, well done, I'm pleased with you, son. And it's like, this is what I love about God, is his presence is so real. It's so evident, the substance of faith. It is tangible and you can feel it. Some of you today, it's going to be like there's going to be a dispensation of faith come upon you that is going to be a gift from the Holy Spirit, that in this season, you might now begin to rise up and step into all that God has got for you. Church, salvation is your lot. That's right. Salvation is your lot. Faith is your lot. Salvation is your lot. Loss is not your lot. Despair is not your lot. Faith is your lot, and salvation is your lot. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 says, "But Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent.'" Enjoy is everywhere. It's time to put your faith in God, inquire of God, then get up and go after everything he tells you to go after. 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, "Then David asked the Lord, 'Should I chase them? Will I catch them?' And the Lord told him, 'Yes, go after them. You will surely recover everything that was taken from you.'" When the children of Israel came out of their captivity, they didn't go back to where they were. They went on to a better place. As Victorians, to some degree or other, we're starting to come out of, as it were, our captivity, and now we're stepping out into all that God has got for us. Can I encourage you, inquire of the Lord, seek the Lord, pray to the Lord, ask the Lord what are the things that you should go after and what are the things that you should leave behind. Sometimes I think that in moments like this, we tend to pursue what was, thinking that's what's the best. But God has got a better best for us. God has got promises for us. God has got grace for us. God has got a new mantle for us. God has got a new anointing for us. God has got so much more for us. Church, I want to encourage you in this season, don't just stand up and go back to what was, but stand up and go after what is to be, because what is to be is greater than anything that has been past. Friends, I want to encourage you today to lean into God. Church, God has got better things for you. Loss is about to fade away. Despair is about to fade away. Faith is about to arise and your salvation is about to come. And we're about to step into now everything that God has got for us. Can I pray for you? I want to pray for you today that a faith would come upon you, a supernatural grace of faith for the season that we find ourselves in. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today, don't just stand up and go running back to what was, but ask the Lord, "Lord, what am I to pursue in this day? What am I to go after this day?" And as you do that, God is going to speak to you. Not only is he going to speak to you, but he's going to cause a dispensation of faith to come upon you that is going to empower you for the moment and empower you for the season, that you might rise up and go after everything that God has got for you. So brothers and sisters everywhere, wherever you find yourself today, can I encourage you now, just get ready to receive a level of faith. Receive a gift of faith. Receive a substance that will be so evident in your spirit, you won't be able to deny it. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters everywhere that faith would come upon us. Let faith come upon us. Lord, I pray for a gift of faith from one end of Enjoy to the other to come upon us. May we feel the substance, Lord God, of that which you're leading us into, that which you're calling us into. I thank you, Lord God, Lord, that we lack nothing in you. Yes, we've experienced loss, and yes, we've experienced despair, but this day we call upon the name of the Lord, and we ask, Lord, that faith would begin to arise, because this is the day of our salvation. Surely, Lord God, Lord, you are coming to save us today. You're calling us out and onto and into everything that you've got for us. So I speak, Lord God, blessing upon your people, favor upon your people. But as much as anything, I declare faith be upon them now in Jesus' beautiful name. And everybody said, amen and amen and amen. I honestly believe, brothers and sisters everywhere, I honestly believe that God's outpouring. God is right now pouring faith into hearts all over in Joy Church. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. And let's see the salvation of our God. God has got so much more for you. As good as it was, God has got so much more for you. No more loss, no more despair. Faith and salvation is coming to your house in Jesus' name. And everybody said together, amen and amen.